Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, let's celebrate the birthday of Alban Berg, born February 9, 1885. He died in 1935. He was part of the Second Viennese School of Classical Music, a student, along with Anton Webern, of Arnold Schoenberg. The first songs we'll hear are called Seven Early Songs, which he wrote when first studying with Schoenberg, so they have the romantic feeling of Brahms with some of the rigor of his teacher. As usual on Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear the songs twice. The first time sung by mezzo-soprano Mitsuko Shirai, and the second time with Kari Lövas. You can find the original words and English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Now enjoy these wonderful youthful songs of Alban Berg.
Ocean's old. Ofenloch und Not.
That was Mitsuko Shirai, mezzo-soprano, with Hartmut Höll, piano, in the seven early songs of the birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Alban Berg. Let's hear these songs again, this time in the orchestrated version with Kari Lövas, soprano. Remember, you can follow the texts and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. the set of seven youthful songs called Sieben Frühlieder, written by Alban Berg in 1907 and orchestrated by him in 1928, was just now performed by Kari Löwas, soprano, with the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Herbert Blomstedt. Did you like the orchestrated version better? For me, the spare nature of some of these songs seemed better served by the piano original, and the dreamy quality of others suited the orchestra. Let's take a break from the vocal and hear another sin of Berg, namely a section of the theme and variations from his Chamber Concerto for Piano and Violin with 13 wind instruments. This is Mature Berg, written in the years 1923-25. But though he'd certainly absorbed Schoenberg's techniques, he never completely quit tonality. Though this is more abstract musically than the early songs we opened with, I believe you'll enjoy it. Listening to Singing and Other Sins. You just heard a section from the theme and variations from Berg's Chamber Concerto for Piano and Violin with 13 wind instruments. Ensemble Intercontemporain was conducted by Pierre Boulez. The pianist was Daniel Barenboim, and the violinist, Pinchas Zukerman. We're celebrating Berg's birthday on Singing and Other Sins, so let's return to Art Song, which is, after all, the focus of the program. We opened with Berg's famous seven early songs, but there are other beautiful, youthful songs that I'd like you to hear. First, it's Ich will die Fluren meiden, I want to avoid the meadows. We'll hear that twice. The translations can be found on hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. That early song of Berg was called Ich will die Fluren meiden, I want to avoid the meadows. First, it was sung by Nicolas Provenzale, one of the winners of the 2013 Art Song Contest. His pianist was Parvati Mani. The second singer to perform was Mitsuko Shirai, with her husband Hartmut Höll piano. If the man on the street knows any Alban Berg work, it's his opera Wozzeck. In the excerpt I'll play, you'll hear Berg's use of the voice both in Sprechstimme and regular voice. Seamlessly, he switches between the two as Marie shows her affection for her child, but mired in poverty and desperate for some shred of human dignity.
Oh,
That was a portion of the third act of Berg's Wozzeck, sung by Dunja Vesovic, with the Vienna Philharmonic conducted by Carlos Kleiber. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebrating the birthday of Alban Berg. Let's return to his art songs and the set called Altenberglieder. The original title in translation runs Five Orchestral Songs to Picture Postcard Texts by Peter Altenberg. The texts are thus rather brief, but Berg has used large orchestral forces with sometimes telling effect, such as when all 12 notes are used at once, symbolizing in the third song of the cycle that suddenly all is over. And this was in 1912, before the First World War and the bomb. This is an especially good time to crank up the old iPad and follow along with the texts at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard soprano Jesse Norman with Pierre Boulez conducting the London Symphony Orchestra in Alban Berg's Altenberg Lieder. You've been listening to Singing and Other Sins and a chance to celebrate Berg's birthday. Next week, recent releases of Art Song, including Mahler, Zemlinsky, Korngold, and more. Tune in. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.